This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden returned to the Royal Castle in Warsaw, Poland, where he delivered a speech last year, a month after Russia invaded Ukraine. VOA's Patsy Wodakoswara reports.
In his latest speech, he defended the Western Alliance's effort to help Kyiv defend itself.
1 year ago, the world was bracing for the fall of Kyiv. Well, I just come from a visit to Kyiv, and I can report Kyiv stands strong. Kyiv stands proud. It stands tall. And most important, it stands free.
On the same day, Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke to an assembly of Russian lawmakers, saying the U.S. and NATO wants to inflict a strategic defeat on his country. He suspended participation in the New START treaty, a landmark nuclear arms control pact, and threatened to resume nuclear tests. Patsy Wodakoswara, VOA News, Warsaw.
And experts say that Russia may appear to be entering a more militaristic phase of global relations with President Vladimir Putin's suspension of the last remaining nuclear arms pact between the U.S. and Russia.
Putin made the announcement in a bitter State of the Nation speech, in which he also cast Russia as a victim and the one fighting for its existence in its war in Ukraine. He noted Russia is not withdrawing from the START nuclear pact, but reaction to the suspension was swift. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg had this.
Over the last years, Russia has violated and walked away from key arms control agreements. With today's decision on New START, the whole arms control architecture has been dismantled.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And President Biden is wrapping up his whirlwind four-day visit to Poland and Ukraine. Before departing Warsaw Wednesday, he's holding talks with leaders from the Bucharest 9. This is VOA News. Russia has clashed with the United States and other Western nations over the Kremlin's call for a UN investigation of the sabotage of the Nord Stream 1 and 2 gas pipelines from Russia to Western Europe. Russia's UN ambassador told the Security Council Tuesday that Moscow has no trust in the separate investigations being carried out by Denmark, Sweden, and Germany, but it does not trust the UN Secretary General to establish an independent international investigation. The United States, United Kingdom, France, and others said the real reason Russia raised the pipeline explosions at the UN was to divert attention from Friday's first anniversary of its invasion of Ukraine. The leading contenders in Nigeria's presidential election have made their last push for support as the campaign period nears its end before the February 25th vote. VOA's Timothy Obiezu tells us in this preview what that might or what may decide the race.
Nigeria has been struggling to control widespread insecurity and prevent its economy from nosediving. But experts say those are not the only factors influencing votes this time. Nigeria's central bank is implementing a currency reform that has led to scarcity of hard cash. Many of the candidates have called for the CBN to extend its deadline on the currency transition, but the central bank, backed by the president, has refused. As millions head to the polls, there is concern about possible violence. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Mexico's ex-public security chief is convicted in a drug case in the U.S. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
A U.S. jury has convicted a former Mexican presidential cabinet member, Genaro Garcia Luna, of taking massive bribes to protect drug cartels he was tasked with combating. He is the highest-ranking current or former Mexican official ever to be tried in the United States. Garcia Luna headed Mexico's federal police and then was its top security official from 2006 to 2012. A roster of ex-smugglers and former Mexican officials testified that Garcia Luna took millions of dollars in cartel cash. He faces at least 20 years and as much as life in prison at his sentencing. He has denied the claims, and his legal team says they plan to appeal. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Biden administration said Tuesday that it will generally deny asylum to migrants who show up at U.S. southern border without first seeking protection in the country they passed through, mirroring an attempt by the Trump administration that never took effect because it was blocked in court. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.